All right, Fish Pier report.
MCED, and I don't have, it's like Mid-Coast Economic Development something. I can't remember. You had asked. I can't remember what the acronym stands for. But anyway, just before Audra had left to go to Camden, she signed a contract with MCED to basically run with the last of the grant applications, one being the EDA and the other one being the Northern Borders Grant. So right now we're just waiting to see if we'll receive the CDBG and the Northern Borders, and then they'll apply for the big one, the EDA grant. So in the process, they're actually going to do a survey, and we're going to send it up to Gordon Page and Tom Pico, mm-hmm. and see if we can get out some of the businesses. Has to do with economic development for the downtown area as it pertains to this project. So
the Fish Pier?
To the Fish
Pier. Numbers. They want numbers to be able to put into the grant application to the EDA.
Mm-hmm. What kind of numbers?
I would assume that, you know, how much money they generate throughout a season, I would think. I don't know. I don't know the particulars. They're going to send it to me.
Okay.
And I'll forward it to you before
but
I
But this isn't them, so. Connected to...
It's connected to the EDA grant.
Mm-hmm. But it's not connected to the cruise industry.
Nothing to do with the cruise industry that I know of. However,
well, that's,
I'll forward it to you. I don't know the exact questions, but I'll forward them to you guys. So,
how would they have any of that information?
Who? Businesses. I like I said, I don't know much particulars about that physical questionnaire, so I don't know. All I know is their aim is to be able to...
You should have the Department of Marine Resources.
Yeah.
And is that going to directly affect our ability to proceed with this grant? I mean, I thought we were pretty much...
Which one?
Any of these grants that we're talking about.
No,
this is just...
The survey?
Yeah.
It's my thought that it will just bolster the integrity of the grant application.
All right.
You know, numbers. They want... Whenever you put in for grants, they want numbers. How much is this going to increase the value of, you know, its payback?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Have you talked to Gordon downtown?
Oh, Gordon. Yeah, he's going to forward them around to all the businesses and everything. So.
Because that would be pretty much the bottom line on how much revenue these boats are generating.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it has to do with... Like I said, I don't know the exact questions, so I don't know if the cruise ship industry questions are even going to be on there. I don't know. Like I said, once I get them, I'll forward them to you guys, and then I'll forward them to Gordon Page. And
then the MECD, or whatever it is what is their whole role in all this?
They're helping the city write the grants that we're applying for.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Especially considering... Audra just left, and she was the key person in getting these grants and, you know, the liaisons with the government entities and everything.
So right, okay.
They're sort of filling that gap until the city hires a new economic development director, if they hire one.
So my only question about the survey that they're interested in doing is perhaps that's something that they can coordinate with us, because it's directly impacting. I would want to know who's doing what, when, where, why, and how. Those are the questions that I ask all the time, because I want to make sure whatever survey is putting out is an objective,
relevant
survey that is unbiased, that is just we get
all the fisheries that are involved down there now have mandatory reporting, so the state has accurate numbers for everything that's landed here.
As far as the landings at the fish pier and all that, that's already been forwarded to them from Audra. So as far as the physical workings of the fish pier, and down here for that matter, that's already there.
Yeah, that's
I think
true.
What they're I'm looking just, for yeah. is the probable economic impacts if we beef up the waterfront.
Okay.
I think is what they're looking for. But again, I'll forward it to you once I get it.
So, when you say the waterfront, you mean here too?
Yeah, because the whole project encompasses here and over at the Fishbury.
Okay. Comprehensive.
Yeah, so we don't kind of double.
So we'll take a look
at
that. I think it's important that whomever is developing the survey has the qualifications to do it. It's not as easy as people think.
MCED's doing it.
MCED's doing it. Okay. Yeah. And I would, as a commission member, like to see it prior to, because I want to see, I really want the information, what it is they're looking for. It's one thing to say we're going to go up and down Main Street about businesses, but we've been talking for a while about potentially putting a survey together about specifically the cruise industry and the economic gain or economic loss for businesses, and we've only at this point received anecdotal. Some say we get slammed, others say we get nothing, and I think we need to find the balance. And if we can do this at the same time and coordinate with them.
Yeah.
There was makes some hiccup last time we wanted to do a survey, and City Hall really did not want us to do that. And I don't remember how that fell. But
Selena, I might have missed it. So is the survey is by the Midcoast Economic Development Group, or is it by the EDA? Sorry.
No. The EDA is the grant that we're applying.
Okay. So it's a
federal grant.
Yep. So,
so this is. Oh, okay. This is to put numbers into the grant application so that when the EDA reads this, they can say,
all right, but the EDA is not requiring it, or they are requiring it. It's just something that we're trying to use.
I did not read their 8,000-page application.
Okay.
You might want to look at Bar Harbor, who's, of course, done this a lot longer than here. They may have done grants, and you might find the process that they're using. What kind of businesses?
Yeah, I talked to the harbor master over there. The EDA grant built their harbor master building over there.
It seems like we should be able to
I take that back. It was not
an
EDA grant. It was the Port Security
Network for everybody,
which is another federal.
We should be able to work with them to create one survey that works for everybody. It wasn't clear to me if this was a cookie cutter survey that's being provided by the grant group, or if this is kind of slightly internal. Yeah. Okay.
I do not think so. I think it's to answer some of the questions in the grant, is what I think it is.
All right.
Yeah. But again, like I said, I'll forward it to you. And hey, if we can piggyback a few of our questions.
Yeah.
You know, kill two birds with one stone, you know.
Yeah.
That's it.
Try to get them close to the front. In surveys, sometimes people run out of gas if the last item's on the survey.
Yeah, you don't want a 3,000-page one. That'd be a long night.
We'll put it online, too, because we found that when it was online, people really got on there.
I think that's how I responded to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Survey Monkey, you said, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.